This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America, as heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com on their website. We're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. We thank them for that. And we also thank all the independents that are carrying us, too, around the countryside. And, of course, a special shout-out and a good morning to our friends and our new listeners in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome aboard. We appreciate you. You can give us a call and discuss whatever it is we're talking about or add something to the subject, 877-969-8600. Now, we also broadcast via the Internet. We stream on the Internet. You can hear us at GCNlive.com. Most all these radio stations have streams, too. And, of course, my website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. I'm streaming live over there right now. And when we're not on the air live, my program, my most recent program, plays over and over again on a loop, and it keeps playing until the new one comes on. Then you hear that live. Now, the special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, a special shout-out and a special thank you to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And then we've got the FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail haulers. Yep. Without the mail, we haven't got much, have we? Especially if you're waiting for a check to come in the mail. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel so we can get on down wherever we need to go to. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. Go over there, like the page, and we post a lot of things over there during the course of the daytime. And you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter. I refrain from Parler because I don't think they're around anymore. I'll ask Kyle about that in a minute. But we're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, now known as X, as at Captains America. And, of course, our website, again, is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And let's go over here to California and hone in and hit the radar and put the drone over the top of the house of Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hi, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Look up and smile. The drone's overhead.
I'm running for cover.
Gavin Newsom is looking for you. Thank you very much, people. By the way, it's a very comfortable 80 degrees here right now with clear skies, 80 degrees.
Very nice. Well, we're holding steady at 66.
Yep. And you're going to have temperatures today, what, near 80 or in the 80s?
Well, actually, we're going to be in the high 70s here for another couple of days. As we head to the end of the week, we've got low pressure coming, high pressure coming in, I believe, and we're going to get back into the 80s and 90s.
Okay. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Sure. Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we add those two words and emphasize under God. And why do we do that, Kyle?
Because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
You betcha. Now, We talked about something. We teased it before we went to break, and I am going to mention this. Folks, the 14th Amendment is being tossed about like peanut butter on bread, you know, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich by the opposition. And they think they've really got something here, and they really can stop Donald Trump, and they can make him ineligible so he can't run for president. Well, okay, so they've got a couple lawsuits in the works, which they do. I think, and obviously the writer of this article thinks, the next judge, thinks that the U.S. Supreme Court would likely determine Donald Trump's 2024 eligibility fairly quickly over the 14th Amendment. What do you think?
Well, that's right. That's exactly what we expect would happen at some point, because there is a case out there called John Castro versus Donald Trump. And this person is a GOP, wants to be a nominee and wants to be a candidate for president. He's a tax attorney, evidently. And he's made a petition to the Supreme Court last month. Evidently, this was distributed to the court for their conference, their upcoming conference, which happens, I believe, today on Wednesday, and then their term begins on October 2nd. So, pardon me, the conference will start taking place on September 26th, I believe. But so what may happen here is the justices may make some ruling on it. They may reject it. We don't know, but that's one of the opportunities here we might get for the Supreme Court to weigh in on whether or not the 14th Amendment, Section 3, applies to Donald Trump. I don't think that it will.
I don't either. So if they reject it, would they send it back to a lower court, like an appeals court?
That's real possible. We'll find out more information about that. But basically, this is. There was another suit, Captain, that was thrown out a couple of days ago because the Fifth Circuit, I think it was, said they didn't have standing to bring that suit, but they made no finding on the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, I remember that. I think we talked about that on Friday. All right, well, little old Frenchie, Jean-Pierre, little old Frenchie, she's bristling now when she gets questions about Biden's age. And, of course, says staff treating him like a toddler. She says that's just ridiculous. I guess we'll have to conclude that on the other side of the break. But we will mention that. So if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Don't go anywhere because we, Kyle and I, are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, Wednesday morning edition.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All of that.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much. This is Jeff in Sarasota, and for those of you in the Sarasota, Bradenton area, you'll be able to meet him tomorrow, as well as my cast of characters in the Captain's Army. The Colonel will be there too, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, at the Heritage Harbor Restaurant there at the golf club. That's a country club off State Route 64 in Bradenton, just east of I-75. You make a left and you go north. You make a left and you go east off the exit if you're coming south. You make a right and you go east if you're coming north. And State Route 64 over to the first traffic light and make a left-hand turn, and in you go to the Heritage Country Club. You just go straight ahead and you drive right straight into the country club. You'll drive to a four-way stop, and you'll be looking at the stop sign, and you'll be going, geez, where do I go now? Well, look straight ahead. That's where the golf course is. You drive straight ahead, and you drive right in the course. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking religiously for 13 years. The reason I take it is because it works. It's all natural. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Which goes right straight to the pain that you have, or the suffering, or the inflammation at the source, and will lower or eliminate it altogether. It's 100% drug-free. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And, oh, by the way, when you're over there at their website, which I'll give you in just a second, you'll see they have vitamins. You'll see that they have something also all brand new. It's called Calm. It's a product called Calm. And it's actually something that will help you relax and get some sleep if you need to. So there you go. But they've got B12. I take that. Vitamin C. I take that. And the D3. And I take that. You can do that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started. And then away you go. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and you just might like the way you feel. All right, Kyle, we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to go back here because he fixed his phone problem. It's David up there in Michigan. Okay, Mr. David, what's up?
Yeah. You were talking about the...
Fourteenth Amendment.
Yes, sir. In my way I see it, I just read it over while I listened to you. And I literally don't think they got a... What do they have against Donald Trump?
Everything that they can think of. They don't want him to run. They don't want him to be the president. They view him as a threat to America, the Never Trumpers.
Well, if anybody's a threat to America, in my opinion, is the Democrats.
Of course. Of course. And by the way, let's not call them Democrats anymore. They're not Democrats. The Democrats at one time were actually Democrats. These guys today are communists. They're socialists. They're full card-carrying communists trying to destroy the United States and move us towards socialism, and I don't want any part of it. Don't know about you, but I don't.
Yeah, and if I can pick up I'm not even going to go there.
No, we don't need to do that.
I'd be happy about these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's
right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
One thing that I've been wondering is if they actually did, I'm not sure about the word they have to use, that they use about it, but if they were to recount the actual ballots from the election.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, because they've already destroyed them.
It's been certified. Doesn't matter what goes on now. It's been certified. Once it's certified, that's it. Goodbye, see ya.
In other words, we're stuck with this idiot.
Yeah, until we vote for somebody again. Hopefully not him.
Yeah, really. All right. You and Carl, have a good morning, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, what are your thoughts on that, the 14th Amendment?
Well, I think part of this is it's just another thing to throw at Trump right now,
sure.
In addition to the indictments. And so because the 14th Amendment talks about sedition or insurrection against the government, they're trying to peg Trump as having instigated an actual rebellion against the United States. Of course, he's, not been convicted of that. I don't think he's even really been charged with that per se. But definitely it's something they believe they can use as part of the narrative so that people hear that and they hear that and they say, oh, wow, Trump, he caused an insurrection. Oh, yeah, he can't be on the ballot.
Well, there's not even a charge that was levied against the Proud Boys for that. They called it seditious conspiracy. Go see if you can find that as a charge.
Right, exactly. But also, and then this is why, just in the last few days, we saw Senator Tim Kaine come out and talk about this. We're seeing more articles about this. And this is one of the reasons we're talking about it tonight as well, because you got this guy, Castro, who filed a lawsuit that maybe will be reviewed by the Supreme Court. It all goes into this idea that they'll throw the kitchen sink at Trump and just see what happens.
Now, speaking of the kitchen sink coming at somebody, how about Biden? Breaking Biden. The Breitbart editor-in-chief, Alex Marlow, is releasing a bombshell investigative book exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden. That is going to be something that is going to be well worth the read because it's going to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's called Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine, as you were saying. And this is, again, I think once it starts making the rounds, this may also be one of the things, Captain, that makes the Democrats say to themselves, the Democrat Party elite, that is, okay, maybe we just need to cut our losses at this point. Because unlike the last election go-round, all this stuff about Hunter, the laptop, the emails, Burisma, all that stuff, it's all going to be out there on the table during the election.
Wow. By the way, Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, and we've talked about the electric vehicles for quite some time. Matter of fact, we were sitting at the lunch table yesterday, the fire chiefs and I, talking about the EVs and the flood damage and all that, and Elon Musk coming out saying there's going to be some electric car fires because of the flooding. But saltwater now is the real culprit. Saltwater from Hurricane Idalia is causing some of the electric vehicle fires here in Florida and elsewhere around the countryside. Salt water.
That's right. At least two Tesla vehicles, we understand, one in Pinellas Park, another in Palm Harbor, actually caught fire after being inundated or contaminated with salt water.
Yep. And it was because of the flooding that we had, the surge that came on shore. By the way, speaking, going along with cars here, the United States says that some 52 million airbag inflators should be recalled over the threat of rupturing. That would be embarrassing. You could be going down the road, also that thing blows up in your face. You can't drive the vehicle.
Well, that's right. 52 million airbag inflators. They're produced by auto suppliers ARC Automotive and Delphi Automotive. And I think this includes, I believe, some of it is Ford. It looks like we have General Motors, Tesla, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, and Mercedes-Benz as well, mm-hmm. BMW and Volkswagen. So you may get a notice in the mail. So in other words, what we're saying is don't ignore it if you get something about a recall for your vehicle and the airbag inflators.
Mm. Now, here's one for you. We've heard reports about the floating border wall in Texas along the river. It was inhumane, unhuman, and they wanted it removed, and there's all sorts of things going on. Well, all of a sudden, that floating border wall is proving to be very ineffective.
That's right. This, according to a review by the Wall Street Journal, many of the migrants, some of them, you know, of course, haven't been able to get past it and so forth. But
you climb over it or you go through it.
Right. But what they seem to be doing, they simply seem to be going along to different points along the Rio Grande and finding somewhere where this thing isn't.
Sure. Exactly. But you can also go over the top of the things. If you're nimble, you can grab a hold of the thing and eventually you can pull yourself over the top and you're over the top and down the other side.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hear the music coming up. That means you got the bottom of the hour break coming up. Your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and say howdy, howdy, and maybe even give you the weather forecast. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is rolling along the overnight hours on a Wednesday morning.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The White House is weighing in on reports that North Korea could soon begin providing weapons to Russia. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells reporters at the White House briefing Tuesday, North Korea will pay a price if it helps Russia kill Ukrainians.
We will continue to look for opportunities to dissuade the North Koreans from taking this step, to get others to do the same, and to report to the world what we are seeing in terms of the actively advancing discussions that are taking place between these two countries.
House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others as part of investigations into Hunter Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Mayorkas along with three other DHS employees and two Secret Service staffers. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only advanced podiatry and wound care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but advanced podiatry and wound care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, and don't forget that 727-896-4615 for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They've got their orthotics that they make there right on site, plus they're also podiatrists, and they can take care of your leg, foot, or ankle problems like they did mine. And they are absolutely the best at what they do, or I wouldn't be talking about them. And I do mean that sincerely. They literally saved my life. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. 727-896-4615. Okay, back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle. Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, Kyle, there you go.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got a caller on the line. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think it's Aaron in Colorado. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Cap. Yeah, just calling about this 22-year sentence for the leader of the Proud Boys.
Right.
The thing, the sentence is just these sentences are just ridiculous. I don't know how much the damage was when it came to this riot, but it doesn't compare to the rise of 2020, the summer virus, billions of dollars.
How mad do you want to get right now? Because I'm going to tell you what's going on with those riots you're talking about with Black Lives Matter. Have you been watching the cash settlements that the cities are giving those people for arresting them or for enticing them with the police and different things? And rather than going to court for over lawsuits, they're just giving them dollars. It's like $20 million they've handed out so far in the cities to the Black Lives Matter rioters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had here in Denver, Colorado, they gave out millions of dollars here in Denver, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
for so-called police brutality,
yep.
against the rioters here
right.
in Denver, Colorado.
Yep.
So yeah, we've had I've been looking at the local reports here, and the thing is, so the damage that they caused across this country, they created an insurrection.
Right.
What happened at the U.S. Capitol was just a riot, and one person got killed, and she was unarmed, and she served in one of the branches of the United States military.
Yep.
So these sentences, I don't even know if this Proud Boy leader was even in the Capitol when the riot even started.
He was. Yep.
I don't know if he was there or not, but, you know, these sentences are asinine.
Yep.
They're ridiculous. They should have just paid a fine. Do a little community service, that should have been it. But as usual, you got the department, you got the deep state, part of the so-called Department of Justice. These sentences are just unbelievable. They're
mm-hmm.
unbelievable.
Yep.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yep.
For what happened at the youth, compared, like I said, compared to the summer of Oz in 2020, where people are dead,
yep.
billions of dollars down the drain, and who got stuck with the bill? The sucker taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, adios.
All right, thank you. That's Kyle, that's Aaron. Any question, any comment?
Well, Aaron is very, very passionate about this, so we can tell, and I appreciate that kind of passion about things.
Well, as I mentioned, the big blue cities, and I got the story right here in front of me. I might as well read it as long as I did kind of mention it. The big blue cities are rewarding the Black Lives Matter rioters with lawsuit settlements. Now, the city of Denver, you just heard Denver, agreed to pay $4.7 million to hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters to settle a 2020 lawsuit that they were roughed up and violated. The police violated their constitutional rights, and rather than fighting it in court, the city just gave them the money, $4.7 million. That's one case, but there's $100 million right now. $100 million nationwide that has been given by several blue liberal cities. They reached similar settlements from lawsuits out of court totaling $100 million nationwide. They actually paid the protesters for tearing up their cities.
Yeah, it's unfortunate when the specter of politics, creates this kind of an outcome, right? Because typically people think that if you burn down cities, that's somehow like a crime and you might get punished for that.
Well, they got to be out of their mind. They got to be absolutely out of their mind, because how does this discourage anyone else from doing the same thing? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. But again, it brings in this whole political nature, and especially during that time, there was a lot of fear, as it were, for different companies to be perceived that they weren't wholly behind the Black Lives Matter movement, or they weren't giving enough money, this kind of thing. And that was, I think, a very, very strange time in our history now.
And the Philadelphia Police Commissioner, who resigned as that big blue city grapples with the crime wave they've got that saw burglary surge by 23% and car thefts spike by more than 100%. By the way, found a new job. She's now in charge. There was a woman. She's now in charge of some sort of other department. I know what it is. Parking ticket violations and that sort of stuff in Philadelphia now.
Yes, well, but again, you know, at what point, you know, can you ever try to bring back law and order? You know, it's easy to get rid of it, but it's really hard to bring it back, or it's a long haul.
Well, you're right. And, you know, just to conclude, or to keep talking about the craziness going on in front of us, President Biden has proposed that employers pay for the abortions that their employees might want to have.
Well, that's right. So here we go. The mandate, if it were going to go through and be implemented, it would mean that employers would be required, or employers that have more than 15 employees,
yep,
they need to create what they call reasonable accommodations,
yep,
for their workers' abortions. But get this, Captain, this is the key factor. Even if doing so violates your religious, you know, seriously held religious beliefs,
right,
what is the government going to do imposing its beliefs on, you know, in other words, you're not supposed to have a state religion. Well, watch out. Here comes a state religion, it looks like.
Well, speaking of watch out, did you hear about Saudi Arabia?
Yes, I did.
Well, as a result of what Saudi Arabia did, and I'll explain it right now to the people that don't pay attention, Saudi Arabia extended their oil production cuts to the end of 2023. And as a result, oil shot up. Again, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at West Texas crude. I'm looking at Brent too, crude. I'm looking at Mexican crude. I'm looking at all the different oils that are out there. And it's just unbelievable that here we are. We're going to get stuck right in our you-know-what's all over again because they can, and because the Saudi Arabians do not like this administration. They do not like it. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to have anything to do with us. And they're starting to get buddy-buddy with Iran. All the things that we didn't need to have, and it was not that way under Donald Trump.
No, it wasn't, but it also, I think, shows that some, maybe a real shift going on in the Middle East region. But still, Captain, that means that with that kind of cutback, don't hold your breath about getting lower gas prices anytime soon.
Mm-mm. By the way, what's the price of gas now up by you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I saw it earlier today as I was out and about, and that was $5.49.
$5.49.
$5.49.
Holy smokes. Okay, let's grab a caller here real quick. Good morning. Oh, well, I don't know if I can do this, but try it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Paul from Clearwater. I was just listening to what you were saying about the settlement with the Black Lives Matter.
Yep, it's true.
Now, the way we got to fight this, and this is when we get Trump back in or whomever, is we've got to go after them under racketeering laws. This is a racket across these blue states.
Yep.
And
yep,
that's how you got to lock these people up. Always, yep, want to be thinking of solutions.
All right,
how
thank
do
you.
We pay them?
Thank
pay
you.
Them
and
back?
We got to go. You're going to get cut off by the computer because we're going on a hard break right now. And Kyle, you just got cut off too. Sorry. And we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Guitar gets me every time with that because I used to play the bass and I tried to play like that Could kind of get to it every now and then, but I'll tell you what, unbelievable the way that comes through, that sound.
Yeah, that's a really cool, part, you know, because it's not standard, and it really kind of helps tie the track all together, and of course the Bee Gees, it's incomparable.
No, and you had to overmodulate, with mine anyway, you had to overmodulate the bass guitar to get to do it. It sounded like you were going to blow up the speaker, but it would sound like that because that's the speaker vibrating. It's giving it that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west. We got plenty to talk about here.
All right, Captain. Well, definitely we want to make sure our drivers are aware, especially in Southern California right now, coming across I-10, if you're heading west out of Desert Center, heading towards Indio, Desert Palms, Thousand Palms, Palm Springs, Desert Hot Springs, and over towards Banning, you've got still that possibility of having windblown dust all over the place. So do be careful of that. Up in Montana, the eastern part of Montana, eastern half, and this is going to dip down into Wyoming, down towards Casper. You've got, of course, air quality alert, major air quality alert because of wildfire smoke in the region. So do be careful of that. We don't have hardly any precipitation to tell our listeners about right now, except for what we had last hour, still north of Rock Springs in Wyoming. So be careful out there.
Well, I'm going to kind of get this going here because we got to tell you about the tropics first, and that's what I'm going to do. We've got Tropical Storm Lee, which is forecast to be, at the very least, a Category 4 hurricane. And by Sunday night, it's going to be sitting somewhere north of the Dominican Republic with its eyeballs on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Now, what it's going to do, we don't know. But we do know that interest from Florida to Virginia need to be paying close attention to this storm right now because it's going to be a doozer, all right? It's going to be a big-time bad storm. We need to be paying attention to this, and you need to start getting ready just in case. And, again, I use all of that the way I'm saying it, just in case. All right, now, going back to the U.S., Minnesota, the schmutz is back up there, and you got some really foul air to deal with today. Be careful there. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the northwest corner up there, you've got some bad weather up there, so be advised that you'll probably get some rain. And you might even get some of that schmutz up there on you, too. And Nebraska tonight, the foul air is down in Nebraska. And then, of course, when it comes to Dallas and on down to San Antonio and on down all the way to Galveston, in Texas and going over to Houston and going over to Texarkana. You've got high heat warnings there. Temperatures will be in the 90s for sure and feel like they'll be in the 100s over across I-20 into Louisiana and all the way over to Ruskin. You've got some very high and hot temperatures there. The Northeast is going to be a scorcher today. So upstate New York all the way to Boston and up into Vermont and parts of New Hampshire and Connecticut and Rhode Island and Long Island and southern New York and New Jersey and southeast Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia. And looks like as if Wilkes-Barre is going to be in this, too, up there in the Poconos. And then on down into Maryland and Delaware, you're going to have some really hot temperatures. So be advised, it'll be looks like in the 90s all through there with feels like probably up around 100 or thereabouts. And then we got a little bit of fog scattered out there down along the seaboard working its way south. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, pro drivers out there, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers want to say thank you to you this month during Driver Appreciation Month, and especially with the My Rewards Plus app. For pro drivers, of course, each week of September, enjoy 3 free drinks from your favorite brands and find new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. Find out more at pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and let me see here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it's been an interesting day and a lot of things going on. And Biden out there and Frenchie running her mouth. And I don't know where to even start here, but I guess I'll start with the beginning. And the beginning is it looks like as if the U.S. Supreme Court is likely going to determine Donald Trump's 2024 eligibility soon as a result of a lawsuit over the 14th Amendment.
Where this lawsuit has originated from.
We do. We can tell you in a minute. Kyle, you want to tell her?
Well, we understand it's being brought by someone named, I think, Castro, and this is one of the things that we found out about. Evidently, he's a GOP wannabe candidate. He's a tax attorney, and he's filed this lawsuit, John Castro versus Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, though, that's going to go to the Supreme Court. You know, there's been, you know, the Democrats are all over the 14th Amendment. If you even watched The View yesterday, they even talked about it, I think.
Right, right.
I don't think it's going to escalate to the 14th Amendment. I mean, you can bring lawsuits, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the lower courts, either one wouldn't throw it out. Or rule that, you know, that it's not going to go anywhere. So I'm not worried about it just yet.
Okay, well, we'll let it stand there because I'm not really sure what's going on. But I do know I did a little research on this guy, and he's a wannabe candidate. You're right, Kyle, but he's going nowhere. His campaign, this may be for notoriety in his part for all we know.
Yeah, he could be a plan.
Exactly.
Exactly. And
Go ahead,
Captain. Well, I was just going to say, no, I'm with Denise on this. I don't think the Supreme Court may not even choose to ever hear it.
Right.
But there are going to be more of these things because they're trying somewhere to get a judge somewhere to say Donald Trump is tried to do an insurrection and therefore the 14th Amendment applies. Yeah, they're crazy about this.
He was never charged with insurrection, and not a single person that was there on January 6th has been charged with insurrection.
Right. Seditious conspiracy is the closest they could come.
Yes, and that's not insurrection.
Nope. But yet the people on the other side of the aisle are making it sound like it is, even though it's not, the wannabe attorneys. Oh, on The View, I might add, on The View.
Well, and not on the, you know, the January 6th committee.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to call it that, but nobody was ever charged with that.
Well, you've got that brilliant attorney over there called Liz Cheney, and you see what that did for her. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and have a good old time. Kathy's going to take us to break. It is a Wednesday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.